This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Budget and the House Financial Services Committees. We want to get his thoughts on the president's recommendations for a new job creation agenda. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure always to be with you. Thank you.
Well, let's start with a couple of premises that the president has made that I have a feeling you might disagree with. First of all, he says that the TARP plan, the bailout for Wall Street and the banking industry, came in under budget, but he says it essentially did its job well, even though there were some problems with it. Do you believe that's the case? Was TARP ultimately a success?
I don't know how anyone could ever argue that TARP was a success or that it met its goals or met its targets when you think, remember, that back in when the president took office and pushed for TARP, that unemployment was hovering around 8%, and now we're up a couple points higher than that. They had said that we would never get above 8.5%. Of course, we got almost 1.6% higher than that. So TARP failed miserably. We have lost over 3 million jobs during this administration. And so, no, it was not a success, and it makes you wonder why he would make that statement in the first place.
Is there any way to gauge what would have happened if TARP hadn't been done?
It's hard to gauge, except but you can make some. There are some underlying facts. Well, first of all, it would be that we would not have borrowed and spent, the $700 billion, and that we would not have had the weaker dollar because of all the excessive spending that has come with this administration. Secondly, you can posit that had the administration actually did what he promised to do, and that would be bipartisan, listen to some Republican and independent ideas, and encourage small businesses to keep people on the job, to encourage them to hire more people, take some of those other actions that experts outside and inside the Beltway were advocating, we would not be at around 10% unemployment today.
We're talking with New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett. And Congressman, now the president wants to use the leftover taxpayer dollars that were earmarked for bailing out Wall Street and the banking industry to inject that into the economy again. He's talked a little bit about debt reduction, but he says he wants more infrastructure projects. He wants to extend credit to small businesses, perhaps some tax cuts, including reducing or even eliminating capital gains taxes for some small businesses. What do you make of what you know of his plan so far?
That it's unlike his spending 3 months on the Afghanistan situation where he had to take that much time to come up with an idea what to do next, this one sounds like he hasn't given it that much thought. For example, in the capital gains, to do something like that on for such a short period of time, ask any investor, ask any business owner, anyone who has assets that they're trying to determine, do they invest in them more, do they build that plant or what have you, they're going to say, I need to know what my tax law is going to be, not just this afternoon, but also over the next several years as well. So it's a short-sighted approach. And larger than this, though, is this. Remember, we don't have that $700 billion in real ready cash. It's really like a homeowner who says, I took out a line of credit at the beginning of the year for $10,000. Now, I have that line of credit. I've never borrowed it, let's say, but I have that line of credit. Well, now I'm going to use it as if I have and go on a vacation with it or spend it for something else. Well, just because you have a line of credit doesn't mean you should be borrowing that money and spending it, because it's not cash that you really have in your pocket. It's more borrowed money. It's more debt. It's more burden on future generations, either your kids to pay off that loan or, in this case, our kids and future generations.
So he wants to spend money that doesn't exist. And in terms of what ought to be the plan going forward, we've heard a lot of your colleagues say, let's hold off on health care. Let's hold off on energy until we get the job situation in Afghanistan right. What are the specific Republican ideas for job creation right now?
Yeah, and just to touch on what you said, there's a third one to that. Not only should we be putting off the job killer, which is the health care bill, not only should we be putting off the job killer, which is cap and trade, also today and tomorrow we'll be voting on Barney Frank's reform, so-called, of Wall Street, which also has been shown in studies to cost over 1 million jobs as well. So we should not be rushing into that as well. So the first thing is, first, do no harm. Secondly, of course, from day one, Republicans have suggested a number of incentives, whether it's be for principally for small businesses to give them the opportunity to stay in business, not see their taxes go up, actually cut taxes there, cut taxes across the board so the individuals actually keep more money in their own pocket, and things along that line. We have laid out a multi-point plan that again, we gave this to the president at the beginning of the year, in essence, and we're still waiting for him to do what he promised to do, which is reach across the aisle and talk to us about it.
Congressman, you just mentioned there's a vote on a bill later this week in the next couple of days that could kill a million jobs if it ever becomes approved. And this is the overhaul for the oversight of Wall Street and for the banking industry. Why would it kill a million jobs?
Well, because it's a huge bill, huge cost. One aspect of it will actually tighten credit. It's the CFPA, Consumer Financial Product Agency. This agency, experts have said, would limit credit in the marketplace. If you limit the availability for you to go out and get a loan or a business to get a loan, they can't expand their business. And so there the expert says you'll raise the rates of your interest by 1.5%, and that will translate to around a million jobs. Another provision is a taxing provision, and this tax is $150 billion, and the experts say you translate that down, a higher tax of that amount, rate comes out to around 455,000 jobs won't be able to be created because businesses will be paying more tax to the government instead of, you know, hiring a new employee, buying a new truck, or buying a new piece of equipment.
So, Congressman, what's the alternative? What's the better way to improve the way that Wall Street is watched without making this a huge, heavy-handed government operation?
There's a whole slew of things. I mean, first and foremost, don't expand the authority and growth of the government. Secondly, with the Federal Reserve, instead of expanding their authority, try to contain them for once, because we've seen how expansive they have been over the years. Barney Frank bill does the opposite. Thirdly, try to enact measures to make sure the consumers are protected, but do it in a way where you're not creating a whole new agency costing upwards to $1 billion to implement, and then, as I say, under their version, you'll be tightening credit. We suggest that you do it with regulators who are already being paid in place, make sure they do their job, and make sure that they're also making sure they're watching after the consumer on the one hand, and they're watching after the banks on the other hand to make sure that they're not doing anything, too risky that puts the taxpayer at risk.
Congressman, given the majorities in both chambers, is this something that's likely to happen, or are there enough differences and moderates that could derail it?
Well, right now it's coming up very quickly on a fast track, and I think most Republicans will be opposed to it, and most Democrats, as I hear right now, will just be doing what the Chairman Frank suggests they do, which is vote in favor of it. But we always hold out hope that the American public will contact their congressman, whether they be a blue dog or otherwise, and say, this bill is not a great bill. Let me just give you one quick example. We just had a hearing, if I may. We just had a hearing right now with a whole bunch of the victims of the Madoff situation, and they were asking, you know, what has Congress done in the last year to try to make sure it never happens again? And I had to be candid with them. I said, well, Congress really hasn't done much in this area, despite our push for it. And then I said, quite the opposite. Congress tomorrow is about to reward the SEC, the very same entity that failed for over a decade to catch Madoff from doing this. Congress, like is typical of big government, is going to reward the SEC by giving them a budget almost twice as big over the next 5 years than they have right now. Private sector would say if you messed up, you know, you're out of a job, we're going to get rid of that division, those people, what have you. In government, with the bill that's up here but tomorrow, we reward bad behavior and just create the incentives for it to continue.
Congressman, unfortunately we're out of time. As always, sir, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Take care.
New Jersey Congressman Scott Garrett, Republican from the Garden State's 5th Congressional District, member of both the House Budget and Financial Services Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.